Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
It's another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. We thank you for that, ladies and gentlemen. What's on your mind from the studios of 550 K-Fire in Bismarck, Mandan? The 50,000-watt blowtorch of the, we call it the patriotic blowtorch of the prairie. AM 1100, the flag, covering western Minnesota, eastern North Dakota. There's KLTC in Dickinson, KTGL booming to the Bakken. Glad you're out there and ready with another hour of What's on Your Mind. A lot of things happening. All of our Super Bowl questions are out there. We'll get back to those in a little bit here. We have Ole Larson, a Republican from Minot, joining us later on that baby bill that he's proposing. I keep calling it a baby bill. I don't know if that's his term, but it's the $5,000 for every newborn baby in North Dakota that'd be set aside dollars at the Bank of North Dakota, so we're going to chat about that. And also Senator John Holman on a big, significant Senate Bill 1, giving you an idea of the significance that the Keystone XL pipeline plays in the new Republican-led majority in Congress. The very first thing they did in the United States Senate, it's passed. We're going to talk to Senator Holman about that in 1 second. Big news that politically just announced, Mitt Romney has told supporters he is not running for president. He's taking himself out of that. Obviously, he was toying with running, had been making some speeches and calls and other things suggesting he was seriously considering a run. Now he's not running, so either that was all sort of a ruse or, the trial balloon didn't go over well, but Mitt Romney out of the running for the Republican nomination in 2016, that breaking as we speak. Senator John Holman on our newsmaker line. Welcome back to the program, sir. How are you?
Good, Scott. Great to be with you.
By the way, I was in Northwood, North Dakota yesterday for the program and hung out for a while with a friend of yours who gave me a tour of his feedlot operation. 5,000 cattle. I know you know who I'm talking about already, but Enoch Thorsgaard, who said to say hi, by golly.
He is something. I mean, he's just an amazing guy, a huge number of cattle. And, of course, there isn't much cattle in the valley, so it's unusual. But, he feeds them. And I wonder how old Enoch is now. He's got to be getting up there in the 90s, right?
98 years young.
Yeah,
isn't that something?
Yeah, the guy is just amazing, and he's got all those cattle. I hope you greeted him for me. He's a great American.
We put him on the radio yesterday. It was a hoot. We had a good time. Congratulations on Keystone XL Pipeline. That's got to feel like you've added another child to the family that you've got across the finish line or something, as long as you've been working on this one, right?
Yeah, thanks a lot, Scott. Now, the bill I wrote, Kevin introduced in the House and got it through the House. So good work to Kevin. And now we'll work to, either conference it or maybe get the House to concur with the bill because, we had to have some amendments, obviously, in the Senate. That's part of the process because we have to get over 60 votes, obviously. But it's very close to the original version and get it to the president's desk and then see what he does.
Now, how does the bill look now? I know there were a very different approach this time now that the Republicans held control, and that was to say Democrats, open amendment process, of up or down vote. Is there anything in the bill now through the amendment process the president will, soften his veto threat towards? Or give us an update on what it looks like.
No, it's pretty much in the original form that I drafted, which essentially uses a constitutional authority that Congress has under the Commerce Clause to approve the project. And that's essentially how we kept it, worked hard to do that. And at this point, based on what he said, he may well veto it. But I think he's got to look at it very carefully because not only did we pass it with a strong bipartisan majority in a Congress, but all six states on the route have approved the project. And in the polling, I mean, the American people, 65-70% consistently, the American people overwhelmingly support this because it's about building the energy infrastructure we need to truly make this nation energy secure.
Last thing he said on this, I guess, was at the State of the Union when he took that little swipe saying rather than focus on a single oil pipeline, why not get serious about big-time infrastructure or something? What did you make of that comment?
Well, you know, you're just wrong on that. I mean, as far as, you know, you're saying, oh, we should do a highway bill. Hey, we're ready to do a highway bill. I think we've got some great ideas to get a long-term highway bill this time around. I think we'll get it. But at the same time, he's blocking the private investment that makes our economy go. In this case, an $8 billion project that creates jobs, it helps us produce more energy, it's about helping grow our economy, it's working with our closest friend and ally, Canada, and truly getting to energy independence and security for this country so we don't have to import oil from the Middle East. And we've got to compete in a global economy, so he's missing that you've got to create that environment for investment. That's what makes our economy go. And that's the part he just doesn't get. He thinks it's all about government.
By the way, Senator John Hovind with us today on the program. Telephone number 701-258-0550. If you do have a question or comment, 800-228-0550. And email's welcome to studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So just walk me through the process. Now, do you need a conference committee, or is it close enough where they just vote on it? What happens with this over in the because the House already passed it, but you obviously have a few changes to it that happened through the amendment process. So what happens over in the House, and how soon do you expect they'll vote on it?
Well, we already have started consultation with the House, and I'm hopeful that they'll concur. And, of course, Kevin can lead that charge in the House, because if we can get them to concur rather than going to a conference, then we won't need to take it back for a vote through the Senate, which, you know, is always challenging. So that's what we'll kind of work on. But again, I want to be careful to give due deference to the House. And so Kevin and I will be working on that. But I think there's a shot we can get him to concur. Then it goes right to the president's desk. If not, then we'd have a conference committee and just work out, you know, any differences, and it'd go back to both chambers for a final vote.
Is there any scenario in which you see the president not vetoing this?
You know, hard to say. I think it's more likely that he does, Scott, and then we would have to bring it back and try to attach it to other legislation. And that's it. There's some precedent for that, because in 2012 I'd passed a different version, not as strong, and attached it to the payroll tax holiday and got it passed that way. So we have done it before. I think it's more likely he vetoes it than not. Obviously, we're doing whatever we can to try to convince him he needs to do it. I mean, really, this is about the American people. We need to do what the American people want, and they overwhelmingly want us to move forward with this kind of investment in infrastructure. They want energy security. They're tired of having to deal with OPEC and the Middle East and all that kind of thing. We want to build energy security for this country.
Jim and Bowdoin, question for Senator Hovind. Go ahead, Jim.
Hey, John, I just wanted to say I saw you on C-SPAN when you initially introduced the bill. Great job. Awesome for a freshman senator. You did really good. And I just wanted to commend you on your work. You're soft-spoken in a way, but by gosh, the message that you're pushing through is awesome. And just an awesome job. Keep up the good work. Don't let them tell you no. And press on, my friends.
Tim, thanks a lot. I really appreciate it. And that advice is right on. I mean, that is how we have to do things here. And, you know, I just really appreciate the call. I'll tell you one thing down here in D.C., and I'm just at the airport flying back home, back to Bismarck for the weekend and to see my wife. But being out here, you appreciate North Dakotans. I mean, you appreciate home, you appreciate our state, and you appreciate our great people. So
yeah, right on.
For the call.
Yeah.
All right, Jim. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. You also got the honor of presiding over the Senate when the vote was taken, right?
Yeah, and of course did it on purpose because it was my bill, and so that was fun and nice to, and an honor, you know, just a big honor to have that opportunity. I mean, obviously it's an honor to represent our state here, and so it was nice that I was able to do that.
Ron and Kildare, quick question for Senator Hovind.
Yeah, my question would be, I'm a supporter of the Keystone Pipeline, but recently we've had some spills in the area, and some of them look kind of serious. And I can guarantee you, when we build this pipeline, if the operator does not make a good faith effort to clean up a spill, you guys are going to have a really tough time building another pipeline.
Well, you're right. We have to make sure any time there's any kind of spill or accident that, that it's fully remediated, fully taken care of, fully cleaned up. And the other thing I'd say to you is, you know, the pipeline that, that broke that Poplar pipeline, that was put in place in the 1950s. So, you know, we've got to upgrade our infrastructure. Just like you need new roads and new bridges and that kind of thing, you need new pipeline, new materials, and the latest technologies. And so you're right, we have to make sure any type of spill is cleaned up. But at the same time, we've got to upgrade and put new infrastructure in place with new safeguards to prevent spills.
Ron, appreciate the call. How are you doing for time? I know you're catching a plane. Are you able to stay another segment, or do you need to skedaddle?
Yeah, I can. I'm waiting at my gate. As long as the background noise isn't a problem for you, I can sure stay on the phone.
No, no problem. And by the way, to that caller's point, we're going to have Dave Glad on the program from the North Dakota Department of Health, specific to the saltwater spill. You know, the amazing thing about that one to me, that's a 6-month-old pipeline. You know, now I know they hadn't got some of the monitoring functions in place, but I mean, that's a brand new pipeline, you know.
Right.
So,
and of course, that's different than an oil pipeline, so we can talk about that too. But we've got safeguards in place there as well.
All right, short break. Back with more with Senator John Hoeven. Steve Travlin has a question. When we come back, we'll get to that and more of your calls on What's On Your Mind after this. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
At BNSF Railway, we never forget what's kept our rail cars rolling through long, starry nights for over a century. The American farmer, pure and simple. Since 1854, BNSF has grown mile after mile, following the harvest from state to state, county to county, town to town. That's why we're the largest grain hauling railroad in North America and dedicated to every farmer who plows a row. BNSF Railway, supporting the farmers who helped us grow from the very beginning.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
A word about agriculture from your friends at the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Agriculture is an important industry in North Dakota, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is important to agriculture. See, Farm Bureau is dedicated to enhancing economic opportunities for their members. They're not just about farming and ranching. Farm Bureau has more than 27,000 members across the state. Folks just like you that are concerned about issues that matter, like our schools, our roads, our safety, and, of course, economic progress. At the North Dakota Farm Bureau, they provide a strong voice on issues that matter to all North Dakota citizens. Farm Bureau also provides their members with a variety of savings opportunities on everything from new and used vehicles to motels and home appliances. We're all in this together, and North Dakota Farm Bureau wants to be there to make sure our economy and agriculture remain strong for generations to come. Find out more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer you by going online to ndfb.org. That's ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929.
This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
Past the hour, heading into Super Bowl Sunday. Haven't checked the tally yet, whether Puppy Bowl or Kitty Bowl is winning. But you can weigh in, folks. Kitty Bowl. I can't even believe it. It's actually the Kitten Bowl, not the Kitty Bowl. But anyway, the fact there is one just about a real head-scratcher for me. But anyway, lots of Super Bowl questions on our Facebook page. The debate continues. weigh in. Senator John Hovind with us today on the program, and you let us know when you got to go. Otherwise, we'll just keep cranking here, okay, Senator?
That sounds good.
All right. Steve, traveling somewhere in the Northern Plains, has a question for you. Go ahead, Steve. You're on What's on Your Mind.
Hey, John. How are you this morning?
Good, Steve. How you doing?
Great. Congratulations on that bill. That's really exciting. Unfortunately, I think your premonition about Obama's reaction to it is probably pretty accurate. But what I wanted to comment on was a couple of things. I left a message for Heidi and asked her to support it, and ultimately you got her vote. I also asked her to put pressure on Klobuchar Amy in Minnesota because she was quoted in the Minneapolis Star Tribune about saying the president should decide whether or not we have a pipeline. Someone should let Klobuchar know that we don't live in a monarchy. We live in a representative republic. But that's a whole other item. Heidi was pretty good, but she was trying to attach what, some minimum wage and some wind energy stuff. Did she dumb it up a little bit, or was she big picture pretty helpful to you?
No, she was supportive. She did offer some amendments. Those amendments were not approved. It wasn't a fit with this bill. I think she wanted to bring them up to do some messaging. But, you know, we had 250 amendments offered and that we had to work through. And because remember, part of this process is not just to pass this legislation, but to get the Senate going and try to open it up and let people offer amendments, have the debates, have the votes, and try to break through the gridlock. And that was one of the reasons we brought this bill up first. So we had 250 amendments offered. We actually had roll call votes on 41 of them. There were only about, I think in the final deal, only about four attached. Because, you know, even though you go through that process, you got to have things that fit with the bill so you don't kill the bill in terms of getting it through the Senate or the House. So, like I say, she and others offered amendments, but her amendments did not attach to the bill.
One more comment. Wasn't it nice to see the Senate work the way it's used to? And you've been there for a while. How's it, you know, with Harry Reid, did it happen where both sides can attach amendments or, you know, can offer amendments and banter it back and forth? Isn't that how the Senate is supposed to work? It was kind of fun.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, we had more amendments on this bill than we had all of last year on this first bill. And so, you know, it's not going to work that way every time, but we're trying to break through and break the gridlock and start to move things that can help our country.
Awesome news. Great job, John. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the call.
Thanks for the call. Let's go to Martin, North Dakota, and Rick for Senator Hovind. Go ahead, Rick.
Oh, Senator Hovind, I would like to know what you're doing to help us stop Common Core in North Dakota.
You know, really, it's up to the state. I mean, I have concerns about Common Core because parents have concerns. But it's up to the state to decide what they want to do. And they can, you know, not participate in Common Core. It's total state call. And I think it should be the state's call, not the federal government. I support a local approach to education. And I support, you know, the parents and people at the local level making that decision and not having the federal government tell them what to do.
Hey, Rick, where is Martin again? Are you by Animus there on 52?
Yes, Animus Harvey.
Yeah, all right, heck of a deal.
Thank you, Senator.
You've been to Martin before. You've probably been to Martin before.
Of course I've been to Martin. Yeah. You know, that's one great thing about having been governor there. You know, I don't think there's hardly a small town in North Dakota I haven't been to, which I love because I, you know, talk to people from all over. And, well, I think just about every case I've been there, you know, and go back, obviously travel the state a lot.
Here's another town you've been to. It's your hometown, Minot. Aaron, what's on your mind for Senator John Hovind? Go ahead.
Hi, Mr. Hovind. Scott, the one question I have, and I don't know if this really pertains to you or not, but, you know, there's going to be quite a few jobs created in building this pipeline. But after it's done being built, how many jobs are going to remain? You know, the line checkers and valve checkers, how many of those jobs will remain after it's all said and done and built? Thank you.
Yeah, there's like 42,000 jobs total associated with the pipeline. But, you know, as far as direct jobs on the pipeline, you know, it's a smaller number. And I don't have the direct, because there's both direct and indirect jobs on a permanent basis. But the real point is that this is like, you know, roads and bridges and the infrastructure that we need to make this country go. This is vital energy infrastructure that we need to get, as I say, to energy security, part of building the right kind of energy plan for the country. And remember, this is $8 billion, all private investments. This isn't government funded. This will generate revenues to without raising taxes. This is private investment. And the point we're trying to get to is to create a business climate in this country where private individuals and companies and small businesses can make investments rather than being held up by this administration. And that's what we need to do to make this country go. And so, you know, this is just one step, but it's an important step as part of building that kind of energy plan, but getting our country going.
Margie emails, Senator, please don't let the Republican Party back down from President Obama. Keep reminding them that our party won and have control of both houses for a reason. The reason is somehow Obama has to be told this is not only his country, and we have three branches of government, and the most important one is the American public. I am counting on you, says Margie.
I like her. I really like that message because that's what it's all about, isn't it? I mean, we work for the American people, and this is about getting done what the American people want. And again, that's why I make that point about Keystone and just everything we do. We work for the American people, not special interest groups. And so I hope the president keeps that in mind when he thinks about what he's going to do on Keystone.
Keystone was Senate Bill 1, obviously, significant in that it was taken up first by the new Republican-led Congress. What's next? Is immigration reform? What's the next big priority that is on the radar for you?
Well, in terms of the legislation we'll go to next week, first we'll go to a veterans bill to help our veterans. I think we'll pass that on Monday night. And then we're going to take up the Department of Homeland Security bill that came over from the Senate, or from the House, and try to pass that House bill. And I'm already working on that.
All right. And what next on immigration?
That's it. Homeland Security bill, Department of Homeland Security bill, that contains the provisions that would block President Obama's executive order. And that's why I say we're going to go to that next week, and we're going to try to pass it.
Got it. All right. Let me get Ben and Dickinson in here before we let you go.
Yeah. Okay, quick, because I got to.
Yeah, we only have a minute left anyway. Ben, real quick.
Hey, Senator. I was just wanting to encourage you to keep fighting against this health care, this nationalized health care.
Okay, quick Obamacare fight update. Where are we at there?
Well, we're going to, obviously work to repeal and replace. So we'll pass a measure to do that. I hope we're going to try and do it through reconciliation if we can. The challenge we'll have, of course, is getting Senate Democrats and ultimately veto from Obama. But, we're going to work on it. We'll pass repeal and replace and try to pass other provisions that will create more choice and more competition for Americans rather than government-run health care.
Thanks for the call, Ben. Sorry we didn't have more time. Senator, travel safely, and thanks for the time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Comfort Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months. Simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned in to his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Top of the hour, Friday edition of What's on Your Mind. Todd Mitchell is winning hands down in the Richard Sherman debate, by the way. And
I'm just saying, it's a good way to start a college fund.
Seahawks cornerback Richard Sherman is expecting a baby, and it's not on Super Bowl Sunday, but it's soon, and so there's a little bit of a debate on whether if the baby came that day, would he be there or would he be at the game? And
if you lose the Super Bowl, you get $49,000. So what, are you saying that the guy shouldn't go to work, have a bad day at work, and then bring home $49,000 to help support his child?
No, I'll say that when all is said and done, the $49,000 means so little. I posted something on Facebook recently. It was my daughter put together a little notebook, and she found all of her, what she calls her favorite sayings, and wrote them on little post-it notes and put them on the notebook. And one of them I'd never heard before, but it said, "Some people are so poor they only have money." And I thought, wow. Just think about that a little bit. Some people are so poor.
Third world and show you some places where they have no choice but to work. This guy's been blessed with an opportunity to have a lucrative day at work to help.
He's just like relentless. You know, he just says, pounding away on me. Just absolutely relentless.
And it's really hurting me so far, right?
I'm on my last breath, and he's just pounding away.
Exactly.
Anyway. You can weigh in on that if you'd like on our Facebook page, what I'm saying. Anyway, rolling on the program, and Ole Larson, a senator from Minot, Republican, is joining us to talk about a piece of legislation he's proposed in the legislative session that is ongoing. Ole, nice to have you on the program. How are you, Senator?
Yeah, I'm blessed. Thanks again for having me on, and thanks again to the constituents for reelecting me for another round.
Yeah, I believe we last...
continue doing work.
We last talked to you, I think, days before the election, and you got a vote of confidence from the voters. They sent you back there, and you're hard at it along with your colleagues there. You have an innovative idea here on this. I've been calling it the baby bill today because it's about newborns in North Dakota, but tell us about how this idea came to be.
Yeah, that's great. You guys throwing a nice spin on it like that. I like to call it the prosperity bill, though, because I think it'll really put prosperity, continued and forward-thinking prosperity, into North Dakota. This idea kind of was spawned as from my teaching career when I taught auto mechanics in Minot. A couple of students, we were talking about the North Dakota scholarship fund, and I was telling folks, you know, the students to work hard, study hard, and go to college, get an education, and a couple of them said, well, why ain't I good enough for that? I'm not going to college. I'm going to be a Marine. I'm going to start my own business. So, and it got me thinking about maybe there is something, you know, we could think out of the box and try to do something with that legacy fund that they're trying to figure out to do with.
So what, exactly how would this work? Explain the mechanics of this.
Okay, great. Well, good question. A lot of the parts of this bill we currently already are doing. So it's nothing really new. It's just kind of tweaking a few things. So currently, if a student graduates from high school and they get their ACT score and the work keys and they meet the criteria for the North Dakota scholarship, this will continue to do that. They have to continue to meet that criteria. The difference is when you get $5,000 at birth and it accumulates interest by the time you go to college, that is some real funding to be able to go to college. It's not there just to take a few classes or whatever and just offset it. It can really do a good job to get someone through school. So then that's one of the criteria. In order to get this funding, you do have to finish high school or get a GED. So that's another one of the, I call it, strings attached to it. Additionally, you have to, you cannot get a felony. And the money that is coming to fund this enterprise, this bill, this idea, is coming from the legacy fund. Currently, there have been no ideas, or not many ideas to use for the legacy fund when it comes available to us in 2017. The people voted for that fund, for a savings account, to have a legacy for their children. And I think that our infrastructure, our most important infrastructure, is our children, the minds of our children. If we can keep them repaired and we can invest in those, I think that's going to do a lot better than investing in roads and bridges and the hard stuff that wears out and continually needs to be rebuilt.
Here's a question that came in from a listener when we were discussing this earlier. Listen with the...
And Mr. Hannon, where is the $5,000 per baby going to come from? The taxpayers?
All right, so you're saying...
That was a perfect question. I think I did just answer it. The legacy fund is going to fund this project. Now, just for a little research on it or some information on it, there were 10,000 babies born in North Dakota, and it comes to about $50 million. So you put it into perspective of the Measure 5, that if it would have passed out of the legacy fund every year, $150 million would have had to go for a fur and feather project. So it's a third of what that would have done.
So to the caller's point, yes, it's taxpayer funds, but it's taxpayer funds that currently are being put away in a nice rainy day fund in this legacy fund rather than being expended. And so it's the dollars already being set aside for this purpose.
Taxpayers set aside what they voted to set aside. So the government didn't take it. It was the taxpayer saying, let's have a rainy day fund. And I say, let's have a rainy day fund for our youth and let's invest it in our youth and not invest it in something else. Let's not invest it in growing bigger government.
Jim in Martin. Is this our second call today from Martin, North Dakota? I mean, my gosh, maybe this proves that Harvey is a suburb of Martin, I guess. You're up on What's in Your Mind. Go ahead.
I'm talking, I'm calling about Common Core. And the I studied it for the last 2 years. I'm familiar with it. And the more I read about it and the more I study about it, it's going to be another No Child Left Behind boondoggle. And there's a lot of parents that are very, very upset with it.
There's a hearing next week on it in Bismarck. Be a good idea to get there and let your voice be heard on it. Do you have a specific question for Senator Larson on this, Jim?
Yeah. You're talking to Senator Holman.
That was earlier. Now we're talking to Senator Larson from Minot.
But the Senator
Hovind. I can talk to him too.
Senator Hovind's point was this is going to be dealt with at the local level, and obviously it will be dealt with in the state legislature. What's your take on whether we ought to continue down the Common Core path in North Dakota, Senator Larson?
Oh, I thought we were doing the legacy fund. Yeah, the Common Core. That's a very good question. My biggest concern about Common Core is it is the Obamacare of education. We should not be letting the federal government inching their way into our education system. We want to keep our education local. We want to keep our school boards local, and we want to have our local control. And this is absolutely a creep in of the federal government to start taking over and dictating to us more and more what it is we are supposed to do at the local level in our education system. I was an educator for 18 years, so I'm very versed on what it is and what I feel is best for our state of North Dakota. And what is best for North Dakota is to let North Dakotans do what North Dakotans do best, and that's take care of our own without federal involvement.
All right. Appreciate the call, Jim. Thank you. Let's go to Mark in Bismarck for Senator Ole Larson. Go ahead.
Good morning. A couple quick points about your bill. First of all, I don't see this even coming close to meeting the constitutionality of not in the state of North Dakota's constitution about direct payments to citizens. As I understand your bill, if somebody doesn't go to college but meets all the other requirements at the age of 18, they just get the money?
No, that's incorrect.
Okay.
Yes, that is incorrect, and I am a constitutional conservative, so I wanted to make sure that we would not address that by giving money directly. Currently, in this state, there are entities that do give money directly to the citizens, but I did not want to do that. So, for an example, just like we're doing now, if a student goes to college, that scholarship they get goes to the scholar, goes to the college. If the student, not the student, if the individual decides not to go to college and start their own business, they're going to have to make a business plan, and they will submit it to Gate City Bank. And if Gate City Bank says, hey, this is a good business plan, that funding will go to Gate City to fund their new startup business. So they will never have money into their own hands.
To me, that's a direct payment to a citizen. I don't care how you look at it. But secondly, you know, you and I can argue about the constitutionality of that, and this would definitely wind up before the Supreme Court, and it, in my opinion, it's a direct payment. But secondly, if you want to put money into the hands of people, what about at age 47? What, you know, this is continuing. Let's give $5,000 to every North Dakota citizen at age 57 as a retirement account. What, you know, this to me, with all due respect, is one of the most ridiculous ideas that I've ever heard in my entire life. To give direct payments to people.
It's not a direct payment, sir.
Well, we can disagree, agree to disagree. In my opinion,
yeah,
it is a direct payment because this money.
Let me ask you a question.
Of that individual.
Mark, let me just interject here. You know, the scholarship example that he mentioned earlier, is that a direct payment?
Absolutely, without a doubt. It's a matter. You're putting $5,000 in the name of baby John Doe at age.
But we're doing that now, though. You realize we're doing
that
now.
Exactly, we are already doing that now, and that's another reason why this is not such a new thing. Because if your baby is born in North Dakota, you then go to the Bank of North Dakota, open an account. The Bank of North Dakota directly puts $100 into that account. So there's no new thing here.
All right, we need to break. Hang on a second,
okay.
If you would. We'll finish on the other side of the break. Senator Ole Larson is with us. Miriam Bismarck has a question. Mark, thank you for the call. More coming up on What's On Your Mind.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Welcome to Soybean Minute. Now, here's Diana Biedelsbacher.
Best of the best in wheat and soybean research and marketing workshops will be held February 4th at the Courtyard by Marriott in Moorhead and February 5th at the Alaris Center in Grand Forks. Researchers and extension specialists from North Dakota State University and the University of Minnesota will deliver the most current research information to help farmers make better management decisions on farms. One of the highlights will be hands-on demonstrations where farmers can get a closer look at important production and marketing tools. These sessions are free and co-sponsored by the North Dakota Soybean Council. CEU credits are available and pre-registration is encouraged. To register, log on to smallgrains.org and click on the Best of the Best link.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
North Dakota and Minnesota's leading steel building contractor is Evercorp Building Systems. Jesse Everett, the owner, is on the phone with us. Jesse, I need a shop, an office, and a warehouse all in one. Can you take care of me?
Absolutely.
How long does the design process take?
3 weeks and you've got your blueprints.
How long is delivery going to take?
We guarantee delivery in 4 weeks.
And when am I moving in?
We're going to have that building built in 90 days.
Tell me about the quality. What goes into an Evercorp building?
All North American-made steel. We tend to put big foundations under them that are engineered by local engineers that understand the conditions, and we tend to overdo it.
How do you price this so I get the best bang for my buck, Jesse?
We use 39 plants across the U.S. That's factory direct, which means you get the best price.
Jesse, you sold me. How do I reach you to talk about my next building project?
Just call me, 612-282-9922.
Or online at evercorpbuildingsystems.com. Thanks, Jesse.
Thank you.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not.
Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Yeah, you know about Richard Sherman. You've seen him on TV and everything. It's all about him. Me, me, me. There's no way he'd miss the game.
I don't know much about Richard Sherman, so I
that's
actually
more so on Lynch than him. But
I hadn't heard about the guy until I found out that he had a little dilemma, a little baby dilemma. Speaking of babies here. I've been focused on the fact that somebody was stupid enough to actually come up with the idea for a kitten bowl. So I'm on the whole kitten bowl.
What would you do with the Hallmark Channel if you were stuck with it and had to get ratings on Super Bowl?
A kitten bowl? Are you kidding me?
You're talking about it for 2 hours. It must be working.
The puppy bowl is what I'm fired up about. That and potato chips with French onion dip and some good commercials. Although I've seen the good ones already. Budweiser does it. Have you seen the puppy that got lost?
Yes.
What's with that? Now they play this Super Bowl commercial before the Super Bowl. I'm confused. I don't know what the heck's going on. Anyway,
if you spend all that money on production, you might as well play the heck out of it, right?
Yeah, exactly. Let's get back to the important stuff here. Senator Ole Larson is with us. We're talking about his proposal to do you have a name? You call it the Prosperity Bill. Why do you call it the Prosperity Bill?
Well, I believe it's a prosperity bill because it allows our North Dakota youth to go to college. It allows them to decide to start a business if they wish. And it also allows them to put money down on a first-time home.
And again, with dollars that are already being allocated into a legacy fund to leave the woodpile a little higher, right?
Exactly. You know, there's another thing, you know, that really brought this home to me as well is I've gone to a lot of inspirational speakers and I've talked to a lot of people that are successful. I try to surround myself around successful people. And, you know, even President Roosevelt, he's this great person. We quote him all the time. One thing in their speeches and in their commentary is that they forget to say that they had a trust fund, that they started out with something. They started out with seed money. So it's not a new concept. It's just that we are allowing it to happen as a state so everybody can have a mutual fund.
Mary in Bismarck for Ole Larson, the senator from Minot. Go ahead, Mary.
Yes, I'm agreeing with the previous caller, Mark, but for different reasons. This is utterly ridiculous. The criteria is here is that you're born in North Dakota. Okay, now, why, if I live in Minnesota in Moorhead, wouldn't I just make sure that my baby is born in Fargo? Or let's say I'm shopping and I'm a Canadian citizen and, by gosh, whoops, I had the baby down here. Or let's say I'm working out in the oil patch and my baby's born there, but, you know, the job ends and I go back to Texas for the next 18 years, and now there's $5,000 sitting for some other citizen?
Well, if you would have read the bill, ma'am, you would know that you have to be a mother and father that are residents of North Dakota.
Okay, so we've got residency, and we're living out in the oil patch, and then we up and move after the baby's born. Then what? That money is going to go out of state when they go to school, God knows where.
Also in the bill, if you would read, ma'am, they have to go to school. They have to live a certain amount of time in the state. They cannot do that. This legacy fund is for North Dakotans. So if you are not North Dakotan and your mother and father are not North Dakotan, you don't get it.
Okay, so now you're giving people incentive to move here for $5,000 and maybe get on the welfare system, too, while they're here?
Maybe get a job, too. Maybe go to work. Maybe help our state be better. Maybe help our state grow larger.
Mary, appreciate the call. Bob, Valley City, real quick for Senator Larson. Go ahead.
What happens to the guy who graduates from high school without a felony that just wants to be a laborer?
Exactly. You hit it right on the head. And I have students that are doing that. They then can decide to maybe put money down on a house instead of renting or instead of trying to do something else.
Isn't that going to fly in the face of a direct payment to a citizen?
No. Once again, if you read the bill, the money would go to Gate City Bank holding the mortgage, just like we did during the flood in Minot.
That's like saying a little bit pregnant, because they have a direct payment through a bank. I mean, I don't agree with it in the first place.
The folks who got flooded in Minot in that area where we helped those people stay in the community.
Interesting debate today on the program. Appreciate all the calls, and obviously we'll spend some more time as this comes up. When have you got a hearing on this anytime soon, Senator?
The hearing was last couple of days ago, and it's very favorable, I might add.
All right, sounds good. We'll keep following it and look forward to more discussions on. Thanks for the time today. Appreciate it a bunch.
You bet, absolutely.
Senator Ole Larson with us today on the program, brought to you in part by our friends at MyPillow. By the way, MyPillow.com, promo code Scott will get you the 2-for-1 deal. Do you know sleep is the most important thing to your health? That's right. And I don't know about you, but MyPillow is the most important thing for my sleep. That's why I have one. And I'd love for you to have one as well. By the way, sleep often terminates migraines. Did you know that? And sleep disorders occur with greater prevalence in individuals with chronic or recurring headaches. There are folks that told me the migraines are gone with MyPillow. Same thing with insomnia, snoring, restless leg syndrome, neck pains. Helped a lot of folks. Two-for-one deal, 50% off when you use the promo code SCOTT at MyPillow.com or call them at 800-506-9028. Have a great weekend. Go, puppies, go. Kitten bowl? You kidding me? And we'll see you Monday.
Oh, that's the one I'll be watching, too. Come on.
God bless you, folks. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye. It's not always a good idea to mention you're envious, but I tell you what, I am envious of Mercedes-Benz drivers. You know why? The vehicle is nothing short of amazing. I've driven them. The safety in these vehicles are incredible. Been driving a GL out in the Bakken, and that is the safest vehicle you can own. It's absolutely incredible. The features are almost too difficult to explain. You just literally got to get behind the wheel. See my friends at Valley Imports. Call them at 888-928-7431 or go to their website at valleyimports.com. Here's what I'll guarantee you you'll get from Mercedes-Benz and Valley Imports. Their best price 24/7. 2 years of free maintenance if you mention my name, 24/7 roadside service. You know what? You don't find the model you're looking for on their website, they'll get it for you and give you the best price. You can't beat a deal like this, folks. ValleyImports.com. They'll take care of you with service after the sale and so much more. ValleyImports.com or call 888-928-7431.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.